What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Lil Mickey tonight. And today we're going to just talk about if there's a purpose. What is your purpose? Here's my purpose. My purpose is to, I guess, how I've been seeing it as I've been growing up. I see the world as is a whole different. I see the world differently. And what I mean by that is, you know, even though there's going to be times that people's not going to like me because they don't know who I am. But my purpose is just to make a change. And I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to make a structured foundation so I can make that happen. And, you know, I didn't grow up to have a lot of things, you know. I had things, but like, you know, things that was common to most kids they wanted. You know, I had TVs, a roof over my head, clothes on my back, getting fed, well taken care of. Even though my mom was even struggling. But I see right through that because it makes me who I am. I am a strong person. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be plastered everywhere. Like, that is my purpose. I want to be seen. I want to be exposed to other common people that who wants to make the same type of change. And, you know, it's not just about being just like everybody else. It's just about being your own authentic self in your own ways. And as far as I see it, whatever your purpose is, you make it happen. No matter what anybody says, whatever the hater says, don't let them bring you down. Don't listen to them. They just want to see you fall. And obviously they're not your haters if they around to give you that, you know, just have that time to sit there and tell you how they feel about you. Obviously they are interested in you in some type of way. That's how I look at it. Obviously you're not a hater if you're following me, you're commenting on my stuff or whatever. Something caught your attention about me. Something. That's what makes me think, is there haters out there? Or is those just the people that just like to hide behind, you know, social media and their phones and all that? They're not haters. They just want to be seen because they see you doing something with your life. And you can't let them type of people sit there and shake you. You cannot do it. I'm not friend Shirley do it, and I haven't been doing it. And as I got older, I realized that nobody can't tell me a damn thing how I should do it, because I'm going to do my thing and still keep doing it. And, you know, that's why I try to sit here and try, you know, to be like more open-minded about life, because, you know, I'm already open-minded as it is, but at the same time, I kind of close myself off too, because, you know, there's some times that I be thinking like, wow, like, is this like me? Is this actually happening? Like, you know, I had never thought that I would ever experience what I've been experiencing. And it makes me feel like anything, you can believe in anything. Anything can happen. Like, you know, this last past year and a half been so amazing. It's been a blessing. Like, I am get to go travel a little bit to get out there. Like, I'm going to Miami, Florida soon. And I'm going to be out there for a little while. And then I'm coming back, and then I'm going to St. Louis to do my show that I'm doing. And the next thing you know, I'm going to end up doing some more things in the near future. Like I said, I want to be out there. I want to be known. Like, yes, it's going to take some time, but at the same time, you can't force a seed to grow when you first plant it. It don't grow overnight. So, you know, I believe that if you feel like you're in a hard time, look at it this way. You're experiencing life, and all you can do is think positive about it, no matter what the outcome is. And that's why I had to learn that. No matter where you are at, just listen to me. No matter where you are in life, best believe you'll make it through. It might not seem like you are. Whoever's listening to this tonight or whenever, but please take this as a good thing of advice. Like I said, you will make it. It might seem like it was difficult, but I know you have the strength to do it. God doesn't give you too much if you can't handle. He will not. He just want to see if you were able to still hold on. That's all. He's teaching you. And you got to learn. But, yeah. But I just want to change the world. You know? Not just as somebody just out of nowhere just, you know, wants to be in the spotlight. No, I want to make it more than that. I want to make an organization to help people that who needs help, like real help out there. And you know, I want to do a lot of things. You know, I want to be able to connect with other people, other artists, and so more, and connect with them and make my own type of, you know, branch and help other people that who wants it, who needs it, and make a difference and make a movement. And I'm new to this, but I'm not new to it because I've been around, but it's just I haven't been like out around like that because, you know, I've been working on myself by having that time to plant those seeds and let them watch them grow. And now, since I'm collecting up on this data situation, and you know, I hate to keep talking about this, about my past relationship that I had, but my ex had gonna tell me that, you know, I deserve what I deserve. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, how can you sit there and say something like that? Like, to another human being. Like, why would you want somebody like you've been with, that you said that you care for and love so much, for you to sit there and say something like that? I mean, I felt like they actually meant what they said after I broke it off, because, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I had my dues with this person, but at the same time, you know, I look at this, I'm like, damn, this is really, really how they really feel about me. And that's what made me really, really think about, like, you pay attention to people with how they act around you and how they talk. You pay close attention to it, you'll know like I said, I knew this is how they, honestly, how they feel about me. And I'm sitting there like, really? Like, how can you, like, say something like that? But I had to break it off. That's too much. I mean, and not only that, they was married too on top of that. I hate to have to confess that. Yes, I was involved with a married person. But, you know, it was wrong. And not only that, it was wrong. I knew it was wrong. And I know not to do that anymore, to get involved like that. So that's why I've been, you know, riding solo. And it feels pretty good because, you know, I never felt like I had so much, like, freedom in my life. I never felt like when I was with people, with dating these people, I felt trapped. I felt like I was stuck. I felt like I couldn't move. And now I realize, you know, life is more than just about, life is more about just, not more about just, oh yeah, I want that companionship, there's my life. No. I mean, don't get me wrong, having that companionship with somebody, that special somebody, yeah. But, you know, my mind is on everything else, like getting my life together more and, you know, just do whatever, you know. I don't want to just sit around and say, oh, this is my life. I'm going to do this. I don't like being stuck and doing the same routine. I like to move around. That's why I'm saying, like I said, I like traveling. I love traveling. I love movement. I have to have some type of movement. And you're going to see me move around more often. And I just can't wait to show everybody, whoever's listening to this, show the world my journey, that how is this going to be. And, you know, you guys going to get to know me more better. And, you know, yeah, I'm doing more, going to do more shows in a little while. And right now I'm kind of like on a little small city tour, so there's going to be times that I'll just randomly say, oh, I'm dropping this location, this time, this date, just make sure you guys be on the lookout for me on these certain times of the month, because it's going to be frequently and it's going to be quick movement. So yeah, if you don't know me, you can come follow me on Twitter, Lil Mickey 1730 at Twitter. Also, you can come follow me at Little Mickey on Instagram, 1738, Little Mickey 1738 on Instagram, to come, you know, to get to come join me and in my journey. So yeah. Other than that, that's all I really got to say. So I guess I'll be back soon. Peace. Stay down, right. I bust you down your face. Yeah, right. It's all the amount of time. It's not as good as looking at I'm going, yeah, right. Well, you know it, that is real. Yeah, gone and kiss that milk. That was like a still. That was like a feel. Feel like a little movement. But looks like a snowing. But then like you're going. You're going like you're going. Yeah. Uh-huh.
about to do it again. Let me show you how we feel. Willing, let it roll and real. Where you know it's about to spill. Well, it's all about my cup. Balance for like, what the fuck? Ooh, yeah, you deserve that. Fuck it, gotta kick some that. Yeah, you know it, how this feels. Put it in our pocket. Selling all you rockets, yeah. Yeah, we got, we going on. What we feel like I do it. Tell it how we feeling, so. Oh, feel the inside. Never feeling like riding on the bike, yeah. On and on the highway. Never said my way. Get it out of my face, tell her that I want her. Never let her guts go, ooh, yeah. Never this is mine, yeah, right. Fucking right.